15-year-old Alex Albritton attends West Monroe High School. She's only too familiar with the terrible loss of young lives. Albritton says that so-called teenage moodiness is sometimes not given enough attention.
Well, I think adults don't take our sadness seriously, and they say that we're just teenagers, and they just kind of look over it and just say that it's because of our age.
Ouachita Parish School psychologist Flint Smith agrees with Albritton. He says that the emotional states of teenagers are often difficult to decode.
What we see most commonly is depression. And the problem with depression in teenagers is they mask it very good. We see suicide occurs about two times higher in males than females. Females attempt suicide more. Males complete it more. Both males and females, teenagers especially, mask their depression better than adults. That's something we see. The commonality is hopelessness and depression.
A teenager's lack of life experience can take on emotional weight. 11th grader Connor Smith says a teen life sometimes amounts to a burden.
I think adults look over some of the struggles that we deal with at our age group, such as peer pressure, grades. Though they seem like small subjects to people that, especially older adults that haven't been in school for years, And I think maybe they have forgotten a little bit about the gravity of them, you know, just how depressed you can become just from the small things, you know, because they build up.
A depressed teen mindset is familiar to some adults. Loyal Miller survived a suicide attempt nearly 20 years ago when he was a teenager. He says life's difficulties seemed too much to bear.
There was so much pain and anguish, and I just couldn't escape it. And it just got worse and worse, and the despondency just kept on getting worse. And whenever I lost my family, I lost touch with reality.
But some teenagers are able to take a look past their high school years. 16-year-old Hamilton Winters is a junior at West Monroe High School. He's looking forward to a bright future.
As a teenager, I don't think you can really appreciate what life actually has to give you. I think that teenagers nowadays think that our high school years, that's going to be the best it's going to get. If it's not good, then it's not going to get better. Each person is different in the way they approach things. Some people might be more hostile to themselves than other people. The recent outbreak, I don't know of a person that hasn't been touched by it, especially in this parish.
Ouachita school psychologist Flint Smith says it's critical to be on the lookout for suicidal behavior.
When we look at suicide, we don't need to look at this person's selfish, they want to die. The research from all the national health think tanks say this, that they're not running to death, they're running away from pain.
But what can local school administrators take from this observation?
What we know is if you can intervene quickly during that time, people are not suicidal 24 hours a day, but they are for periods of time, and that's a very dangerous situation.
The school system has taken steps to prevent further tragedies. The district has held an anti-suicide rally, and teachers are now being trained to watch for signs of suicidal tendencies in students. For KEDM, I'm John Hughes.